In a world where options are limitless, but time is not, two heroes take a stand against injustice and overwhelming viewing choices, starring Jane Ellen and Adam Cravens, a podcast that lets you know what's worth watching and what's not. From the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center, this is Binge or Cringe.
Hello and welcome to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
We have so many things to binge or cringe about. First, Netflix has a new movie with Jennifer Garner. It is called Yes Day. And I just have to say that Jennifer Garner is delightful. And she's just...
Ben Affleck used to think so.
I just love her so much. And so I watched the entire film, and it's exactly what you think it is. And there's a line or two that you'll find entertaining. It shows how she started out before she met her husband. It was like, yes, I'm going to go do that. And yes, I'm going to do that. And she meets him like, yeah, they do things like bungee jumping. And yes, 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 yes. And then they have three kids and it turns into no, 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 no. And now the kids think she's a bummer.
Which is basically the story of every kid and their parents.
And then...
There's no way my kids don't think I'm a bummer.
Exactly.
But at 16, I was fun as could be.
Yeah. I'm still a riot. That's the problem.
Is that I'm an old fart and you're a riot?
I'm a riot.
Which is, by the way, a Neil Simon play. The old fart and the riot, like, I would totally watch that play.
So it is, they have a yes day. And first of all, they start out eating, you know, one of those huge ice cream things where it's a million scoops. And if you eat all of it in half an hour, it's free.
No, Jane, I don't because I'm diabetic. But thank you. Thank you for reminding me.
They go from that to some manner of game, physical activity. And it's like, right there, that's just not realistic. None of them can run after that, and I don't believe it.
They're all laying down on the floor just going, oh, this dairy is destroying.
Yes.
I need to lay down. I'm going to take a nap or throw up. I don't know.
Yeah. So that was my biggest problem with it. That just wasn't realistic.
You're just saying the verisimilitude
to
reality was not...
It wasn't working.
It just wasn't there.
But Jennifer Garner is so delightful.
Do they implicitly state a time frame?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, and then of course the kids, stuff happens to them and stuff gets out of control and the kids have to say no. And they realize that they have the best parents ever. Yay. And that's it. It's a fine family film. I have no issue with it. You know, it is what it is. But Jennifer Garner, I just love her. And I know that on some level, she feels the same way about me.
That is never the way things end up, though. Like that. Speaking of verisimilitude, like, okay, my 7-year-old, somehow or another, he knows about the stimulus. And he goes, Dad, because we get 1,400, can I get walkie-talkies? And I'm just like, I don't know how to unbox that because I'm just sitting there going, hey, how does he know about the stimulus check? Does he understand that he's one of my dependents? And what? He just thinks now I've got a bucket load of money that doesn't already have to go to like something I haven't paid off or bills or utilities or the food that he eats every day. Does he understand why I work in the... And then I'm just like, no, he doesn't.
He does not.
No, he doesn't. But he wants walkie-talkies.
Anyway, so Yes Day is fine. It has enough silliness. I think pretty much kids of any age would enjoy it. Once you're over 13, you're probably like, eh. But, you know, the oldest girl is cute, whatever. It's fine. But it has Jennifer Garner, and she is always lovable. Can you think of Jennifer Garner when she played something evil or horrible?
I mean, she did some pretty terrible things in Alias.
And, well, I really didn't like it when she played Noel's girlfriend in Felicity.
And I mean, like, Electra was not a cinematic masterpiece either.
But the dimples and the smiles, and she's just adorable.
I'm just saying, but like, she's an assassin. Like,
yeah, but.
And that's not exactly what you need for assassinry. Assassinating?
Yeah, I guess. Whatever.
Assassining? Whatever the correct conjugation of that verb is, that.
Still, Jennifer Garner, she's a delight. And this is just Jennifer Garner being what I think most people assume she is like all the time.
As
bubbly and cute and fabulous.
As precocious as one can be when you're 40 plus.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's all it is. It's there. It is what it is, and it's fine. And yes day. Hashtag yes day.
Not a sequel to Yes Man.
Exactly. You're listening to Binge or Cringe, brought to you by Hintz and Oakley Family Dentistry. Jane Allen talking with Adam Cravens about what is streaming and Falcon.
And the Winter Soldier.
And the Winter Soldier. WandaVision, first of all. Can we just say again, Disney Plus, thank you for that. First of all, thank you for The Mandalorian. What a treat. And then WandaVision was, I imagined nothing, and it was just fabulous.
From the drop, like WandaVision just had me going, I don't know what's going on here. Like, I'm very intrigued, but I'm so confused, which is apparently, I think, because that's the way I actually live my life. Like, in any given day, I'm sitting there going, I'm so confused. I'm intrigued because I live here, but I don't know what's going on. Maybe that's why I identified so much with it.
Hmm.
I was like, I don't know where this is going, much like my life.
Okay. So it was wonderful. Now we have Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which is the guy who is now Captain America, but not so much in this, and Captain America's buddy, Bucky, who is the Winter Soldier. The guy with one arm, right? It's that guy.
Well, he has two arms.
Well,
but
Wakanda
one of them, one of them is made of
is
vibranium.
Bionic?
Okay. Yeah, bionic vibranium.
Okay.
Which is totally my name if I was in a blaxploitation film in the 70s.
Bionic vibranium. Yeah.
I'm bionic vibranium.
Opening for Smoke Monster John. Still one of our favorites.
That's deep cuts, guys.
It really is.
If you don't get it, you're going to have to sift through a lot of podcasts.
Lost. What a great time. Anyway, first of all, in the Marvel Universe, Wanda is after Endgame, yes?
Everything.
And this is after Endgame.
This is, I believe, it states 6 months.
But Loki is going to be...
Loki is going to be all over the place because he's time jumping.
Oh, like how convenient.
Loki is going to be, from what I understand, every like weird phenomenon like and anything that has happened that we can't explain in the past or weird things...
Loki's become a MacGuffin.
Loki is... The past is the MacGuffin for all of that. Like he is going to be what you know created the nose being cut off like one of the Sphinx. Everything that Loki does apparently like, and this is him kind of strategically placing things so that I guess he'll be in charge of Earth, or probably like the Avengers will want his help.
Sure.
He is going to do what you shouldn't do if you have unlimited power. Like, the reason why you're always scared of, like, say, the fact that Superman grew up in, like, Kansas. He was raised by people that have very good, like, moral values. Taught them to him, you know, so you need to use these abilities for other people. Like, you need to be a symbol. Loki doesn't have that. He is the son of... essentially like a deity, was raised as such, and he's got some pretty vast powers, now has the ability to travel through time, and instead of doing things like Scott Bakula did when he quantum leaped, he's like, what? You know what I should do? Something for old Loki.
Yeah.
Who's looking out for the Lokester?
I'm pretty excited about that.
I mean, he's going to probably do some reprehensible, terrible things.
Yeah, but we love him.
But... my goodness, is it going to be entertaining when he does it? It's probably going to be morally questionable.
It was indeed hilarious. So, Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So this is going to be, what, 8 episodes, I guess?
I think Disney is not doing like 24, mm-hmm. like 28 episodes. They're all essentially what we would think of back in the day as miniseries.
Mm-hmm. But this does not have Richard Chamberlain in it.
No, okay. He doesn't yet. There's only one episode out so far.
So, what's going on with the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and why are they together? Just because of the Captain America connection?
Well, they are not yet. Most of this...
They are in the title.
Okay, they are. And I assume at some point the two of them will meet, much in the same way that when the Jetsons met the Flintstones, mm-hmm. they eventually did meet. But that took about 30 minutes of the film to do.
I see.
In the first episode, we're establishing what life is like after the snap.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that some people have been gone... we're learning a lot about their personal lives. Bucky is in therapy because he did some terrible things. He did some terrible things over the course of about 70, 80 years. And I mean, I'm not talking about like he was like taking change from old ladies when they weren't looking. Like he killed people and he didn't kill bad people. In most cases, he probably killed good people. He did terrible things for some terrible people. And in most cases, it seems that he has... memories of that. He gets flashbacks to it. He has nightmares. Like, he essentially has PTSD mm-hmm. over the awful things he did whenever he was mentally programmed as the Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I know little to nothing about the Winter Soldier. I haven't even seen that film, actually.
Hydra takes him, reprograms his mind, makes him, like, virtually unstoppable. He's evil Captain America,
yeah.
and all they have to do is tell him to do it. All of the worst things that could happen in James Bond movies in the 60s
mm-hmm.
happened to the Winter Soldier.
Now, is he from the same time as his buddy Steve?
He was actually Captain America's sidekick, kind of. In the comic books, they're presented more as teammates in the first Avenger.
Probably they're as people... As pretend people, they were born and raised around the same time.
Yeah, but Bucky actually would stand up for Steve whenever Steve would get into fights and get his tail kicked.
Mm-hmm.
Bucky was the guy that came in and said, you need to take your hands off him. Whenever Steve didn't have money, he's like, here, like, you stay here. If Steve didn't have shoes, like, he would... Bucky took care of Steve until Steve got the super soldier serum, like, and became this, you know, unstoppable juggernaut
for freedom. Say. That my good friend, Michael Tringale's cousin, is Agent Carter.
Agent Carter actually kind of plays into that because Agent Carter was in the first Captain America mm-hmm. along with Bucky and of course, the aforementioned
Captain
America.
I loved the show, Agent Carter.
But you don't intrinsically know about Captain America, the first Avenger,
yes.
Captain America, the Winter Soldier. Like,
but the Winter Soldier, if I watched it, I kind of went, eh.
Oh, my God.
I just don't remember it. I don't think I've seen it.
It's probably my favorite or second favorite Marvel movie. I can watch it.
Including Ragnarok?
Yeah. That's why I didn't.
Is it funny?
It really depends. No, it's very serious. There's a lot of people getting hit and punched.
This is like one of your dark Superman movies.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. But like, it's fascinating, and it's based on one of my favorite story arcs from the comic books. So that probably had something to do with it as well. Like, Bucky was more or less Captain America's Robin before he was killed.
Mm-hmm.
And nearly 40, 50 years later, Marvel brings back... It would be like if Batman met, like, Robin again, but now Robin is a supervillain, and he's able to go toe-to-toe, and he's an adult now, and, like, he doesn't... He's been reprogrammed to... think all of these terrible things about it's a fascinating story on a character that everybody had kind of pushed to the side and had been dead for a number of years, and they really legitimately relaunched this character in a fantastic way that for the first time I was like, I give two craps about Bucky Barnes. And then when I saw that they had cast him in the first Avenger, I'm like, oh, please tell me what you're doing leads to the Winter Soldier. And then he dies in First Avenger, and I'm like, oh yeah, Please let Hydra get their hands on him. Please.
And that's what happened.
And then they announced the title for the second Captain America. It's Captain America, the Winter Soldier. And I'm like, oh, that is money. That is so money.
Wow, you're so easy for them to manipulate.
I am. But I also, I mean, that's what I ingested as a kid. I was either, it was at DC, it was Marvel. Like, I just consumed that stuff. I loved comic books. Like, when my grandma would get me to mow the lawn or something. Like, it was done with the agreement that whenever we went to the grocery store, she was going to buy me, like, a copy of, you know, Action Comics or, like, The Amazing Spider. It was something led to that. So for this to kind of be part of the cultural, like, phenomenon that it is now, it's little 7-8-year-old Adam would just have, like, brain falling out of his head because it melted out. If I told him, I was like, oh, yeah, and they're going to make a movie where all of the Avengers, and I'm talking about, like, there's like 300 of them, they fight Thanos, like they're going to take Infinity Gauntlet and they make this like $500 million movie out of it. And he's just going to be sitting there going, yes, it's going to be so good to be an adult. And I'm like, no. There's a lot.
This is only the good part.
Awful, awful things are going to happen to you as an adult. But there's a lot of good movies. And one of them is going to be called Endgame.
All right. So are you loving Falcon and the Winter Soldier as much as WandaVision, even though they're a different vibe?
They're completely different genres. I don't feel fair to do a, like, apples to apples comparison, because I'm an episode in on Falcon and the Winter Soldier. WandaVision, I've seen all of it. Like, mm-hmm. I know exactly where they're going. I'm interested in the direction that they're taking. At the end of this episode, more or less, there's a government official that comes forth and he's like, okay, we need a symbol of goodness. We need someone to rally us. We need hope, which is why I present to you now the new Captain America. But Bucky and Falcon are both watching this happening, so it's not Bucky or Falcon. So I don't know if it's the guy that took on the persona of U.S. agent after Steve Rogers quit being that and became Captain America. Mm-hmm. Like, this guy shows up in a newly redesigned Captain America outfit, but holding Cap's, like, the vibranium shield.
But he gave that to Falcon.
Well, Sam gives it back to the government. Essentially, he's like, listen, I'm not Captain America. Like, this, you know, I can't fill those shoes. Which, funny enough, he actually does in the comic book at one point. So does Bucky. Bucky and Falcon have both been Captain America at some point, at least in the comic book universe. I think I like not knowing everything. And I don't know who this new Captain America is. Like, he's pretty square-jawed. He seems to be athletic. But, like, I don't know. He's definitely, maybe he, is he from World War II? Like, was he also frozen? Like, did they find another Cap?
Is it Walt Disney?
That would be an interesting. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they could technically do that. They own the rights.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, excited about that. And Disney Plus has quietly said, psst, we're going to go up $1. And everyone else is like, we don't care.
Well, listen, if they can continue to maintain I don't need all of the streaming apps. I need some reason for you, like CBS All Access or Paramount Plus now. Mm-hmm. If you're not showing me a new Star Trek, I don't need it.
Precisely.
Netflix right now, I'm trying to think of something that I just have to watch. Right now, Disney Plus basically has it set, like, you had Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had Mandalorian season 2. They gave me the drop about a whole bunch of new shows that are going to come after Mandalorian. And pretty much right after Mandalorian stopped, I got WandaVision. As soon as WandaVision stopped, within the course of, I think it was a week, we get Falcon and Winter Soldier. And once this wraps up, I believe is when we get Loki. I'm just saying, if you can continue to maintain this, like, Paramount Plus's problem is they didn't have a new Star Trek lined up for as mm-hmm. soon as Discovery was out.
And Discovery is amazing.
Discovery is fascinating, but I'm saying, like, I needed Strange New Worlds, or mm-hmm. I needed another season of Lower Decks or Section 31 or I mean, just Star Trek, like Captain Riker, like whatever. I'm just saying there has to be that reason. As much as I enjoy Frasier, like, there's only so many times I can rewatch those 10 seasons of it.
Dr. Frasier Crane, I'm listening.
I'm listening. good mental health. And right now, I think Disney, like, has done the mathematical, like, equation. And right now, as much as, like, I don't really need Hulu or ESPN, I want Mandalorian season 3. I want the Loki series. I want Falcon and Winter Soldier. I don't know what comes after Loki at this point, but I'm sure Disney already has a show that they have made sure my demographic, that I'm not sitting there going, I need to take my debit card or my credit card off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm Because I was thinking, I was like, WandaVision is up. I was like, maybe I just need to pull my Disney Plus. And then I see the Super Bowl commercial, Falcon and Winter. And I was like, crap. Nope. That's $14. I've got to spend.
So I do have Peacock. I can watch all of The Office. But I only have it for 3 months because American Express is doing a thing where if you get the $4.99 Peacock, we're going to give you $4.99 for 3 months. Well, it's like, okay.
When it was CBS All Access and they would let you try it free for a month, basically I waited for all of the episodes of Discovery to drop, and then I just dove right in, watched them all in the month, and cut it off like before. But if you get me so enthralled and entranced and enticed with these shows that I'm not waiting 2 months to find out what that is. And I mean, especially with WandaVision, like there was a new revelation each episode.
Right.
I was sitting there going, I'm not going to have this spoiled. So it at least created the absolute need. And I'm using quotation, like nobody needs any of this. But oh my goodness, did I want it? And I convinced myself, yeah, you can. It's worth it. Just the $14. You're not technically owning it, but you know, you really do want to know what's going on. I mean, we've been starved to death since like the second Spider-Man movie came out. We didn't have any Marvel for 18. Oh my goodness. And I enjoy that stuff. And as long as Disney can keep on giving me like some variation, a new sandwich, like a thing of chicken tenders, like however you want to draw the parallel between it, like, and keeps me hungry for this, I will stay at the buffet until they start putting, you know, the warmed over stuff. And I'm just like, well, I don't need that.
Yeah.
I mean, Paramount Plus has announced that Kelsey Grammer has signed on to do a Frasier revival. Like, it's still very much in the beginning stages, but I'm sitting there going, okay, I don't need to watch the other 10 seasons I've already seen 12 times, but for the right set of circumstances, I'd watch another season of Frasier.
It bothers me that I can't just watch The Office unless I pay an extra $5 a month. And at the moment, that's really the only thing that I watch on Peacock that I don't normally.
Well, I already own the digital versions of all The Office.
Yeah, but you'd have to like stand up and
open
a box.
No, I own them on Vudu. Like all I have to do is cast it to my I own The Office in DVD and digitally. So like in the event that the apocalypse does happen, but for some reason I can still run the electricity in my house, I can still watch The Office. Right now, as there is no apocalypse or post-apocalyptic anything, I can cast it to my screen. Or if I want to, I can just start watching it right now.
Isn't that amazing?
Just play it. I accept that that's reality now. But again, if you would have told me some of this stuff when I was 7 or 8, I would have just been like, hold on, wait, what? On your phone? I mean, do you have to dial it rotary? And I'm like, no, it's your cell phone. And they're like cells, like what we're made up out of? And I'm like, no, stupid kid, stop. Listen to me. You can watch it on your cell phone, on your data plan. I don't know what you're saying.
All those horrible long trips in the car, no air conditioning on the plastic seats. You could have been watching Star Trek.
We had a television that we could hook up to the cigarette lighter, and it had a VCR built into it. And I thought I was a demigod. It was just like, I will watch the Back to the Future trilogy, then I will watch the Star Wars trilogy, then I will watch the Indiana Jones trilogy, and we will be there.
Exactly.
Which is exactly what I did.
Yeah. I do think of trips in terms of that'll be two Lord of the Rings and one. Yeah, we can do that.
That's actually how, when I was younger, like 4 or 5, that they'd just be like, okay, it's going to be 4 He-Mans, Adam. And they would just be like, what's happening in that episode of He-Man now? And I'd be like, Battle Cat is doing this, and He-Man has struck him with a sword, and he has called on the power of Grayskull and changed from Prince Adam to He. Like, they would basically just get me to describe the episode and stop listening to me. And by the time I had stopped talking, we were there. Like, it was brilliant. I didn't know that they were doing that then, but like, kudos, adults in my life then.
Adults in my life said, let's play that game. How long can Jane not talk.
And they realized very soon that that game...
It never lasted long.
It never... You never even started.
Nope.
Like,
nope.
I mean, I knew that.
They even told me, as we drove through New England, that if you talked as you went by... Because parts of New England are just blasted through rock, and there are signs that say, you know...
Falling rock
and all that. If you talk, Jane, you could trigger all these rocks falling. So you can't talk.
It's kind of like the if you do this with your face, it might get stuck like that.
Raised with lies. Anyway, Falcon and the Winter Soldier is on Disney Plus now. Totes worth it. And Disney Plus, I think, worth it.
I mean, and is going to be for the foreseeable future. Like, I don't remember off the top of my head what it's after Loki, but there's no way that there is not something that is going to entice me. Like, Disney is too good at making me just give them. Like, they're not even taking it. I'm just handing it to them at this point. Like, that is a masterstroke. Like, stealing is one thing. Like, but they're not doing this isn't Ocean's 11. Like, I'm just like, here. Yes, may I have another?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, here. You. How much? But $15.99.
Wow, take it.
That's still pretty reasonable.
Okay, alrighty.
Is that enough?
Because I'll give you more.
Will that get me Falcon and Winter Soldier?
We already have Loki? Three jobs. Let's have another because we need this. Anyway, totally worth it. And we love it. Don't sometimes you wonder what you would do with your life if you didn't watch TV? Because I feel I've wasted most of mine. And yet, I know a lot of useless things. But what if I didn't watch all that TV? What could I have been? What could I still be?
I would have ended up reading. Like before we had all that streaming, I read comic books and like just regular word books.
I read lots of word books.
And I'm like whenever like holodecks replace regular television or 3D, like into your mind, whatever, like when they just download it directly into my head, like I'll be into that. But I mean, I've always enjoyed being entertained with narrative of some sort, like be it, you know, a book, a comic book, a video game, a streaming series. Like, I like stories.
So you could not have been an uneducated serf.
I don't think I would have made it long. And my diabetes would have made me die in that time period anyway. So literally, I would have died. Not because I wasn't entertained, but because my body can't produce
insulin. How long do you think you would have had?
Oh, I would, infant death.
Oh.
Just,
fascinating.
They would have taken me out. Like, no one would have ever known my name. They'd be like, "'Twas the plague," and they're like, "No, he had the bad humors. We bled him with leeches. We tried feeding him cookies. We just kept feeding him cookies, and then he died."
Interesting. All right. Well, not to end on a downer, but there you have it. Thank you for listening to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen,
and I'm Adam Craven.
You've been listening to Binge or Cringe. Download your favorites and keep up with new episodes in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.